What we don't understand can't hurt us, except that what we do understand can't hurt us either. And we don't understand this. And so we don't understand that we don't understand what we don't understand, and it hurts even to think about it. Understand? Not so much the understanding as the hurting. How can you hurt what can't be worse? How can you hurt what must of its own accord die, which amounts to nothing more than the sod it in sleep so much resembles? If, as Socrates said, death is a positive boon, if so, there be no harm to it. A murderer sheds our blood with favor, and we ought savor the throes from whence it's bred. Such palaver as spills kips of blood and pricks of pins, but empties butts of senseless sin. Immune to harm as a storm to invective, alike to gain, we disdain nothing more than the encroachment of that inevitable as gravity, which in our hour of direst need befriends us. No oath knows the like certainty, no vow the like trust, despite the fustian casuistry of centuries of syllogizing sophists. The victimless dockets of doubly blinded justices stuffed with guilty innocence. The outlandish yarns fool none but the wise. And these too have borne their foolishness gladly, madly. We return to that we cannot escape. Escape to that cannot return. The diurnal frenzy of a cipher calculus, a dispaltried paltriness of urgencies soon crucially forgotten. What harm then this in miss or understanding, when so near attending our truest friend, spurned yet peaceful, waits our certain ending.